Chapter 3. And Saul said unto Michal, Why hast thou deceived me so? 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 17. It was not enough the next day, when men ran to my father, crying that David had vanished from the guarded tower, leaving no trace. Eager to avoid blame, they told the tale I had hoped for, the tale that would absolve me also. For I knew some such tale would be needed, and so after much thought I had made a figure under the blankets, using a goat-hair pillow, and had feigned sleep beside it. When the men grew tired of waiting and came to take David, I pretended to wake and be confused and tried to shake the pillow awake. Then I screamed. I did not say it was sorcery, but I made my eyes wide and trembled and put my hand to my mouth as I stared at the pillow beside me. And as they took me to my father, I asked many times how any man could have slipped past the stairway guards unseen. I thought myself very clever. I planted the seeds. Their own fears ripened those seeds to fruit. So when Saul roared his angry questions, his men stammered of demons and magic. He fell silent at that. His breath rasped loud, echoing from the cool brick walls, making the room itself seem a living thing. His face paled from its mottled crimson, paled until he looked old and ill. The time stretched long before he spoke, and I knew that I had lost. For a man who defied prophets would not believe such a tale. I should have thought of some lie. I should have said that David had threatened me, that I had been too afraid to say him nay. Now it was too late.
Witchcraft, is it, you simple-minded fools? Well, I know where stands the witch.
His voice was very soft, as I had never heard it, and I trembled now in earnest.